Let's continue our look at the senior class of high school basketball in the region with the Sokola Men All-Star Basketball game just around the corner. Specifically, the All-Star game is Saturday at Calumet High School, and one of the seniors taking part in the game is Westfield's Cabe Albers, who averaged 21 points per game in his senior year at Westfield. But one of the highlights of Albers' senior year was the points he didn't score, which made him the poster boy for sportsmanship in region basketball. And, oh yeah, a warning for you, the guy knows how to pick a winner in college basketball. We'll explain later in the interview. But right now, here's Westfield's Cabe Albers.
Let's take a look at your career at Westfield. What stands out about your career, that the one thing that you're proud of in your 4 years at Westfield?
We won our first PCC championship in school history. And unfortunately, we never got our first sectional championship, but maybe that'll come later. But and then breaking the school record meant a lot to me in my 4 years there.
Okay, you say break the school record. That's a scoring record, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, speaking of scoring, the one thing I remember about you, and it's not just the fact that you're a great basketball player, the one thing I remember about you is that you had a chance to break 40 points in one game. You had the ball, chance to score, final seconds of the game, you guys are winning big time. You chose not to shoot the basketball. Very classy on your part, my opinion. What was your thought process when you got the ball and had a chance to score?
I didn't know at the time, and my coach leaned over and says, "Cade, you got 39. It's your choice." And I was like, "I'm not going to do it." Like I said to the reporter after the game, I wasn't raised like that. So
that's really classy, man. No doubt about it. Winning the PCC tournament, I think we talked to you about that on TV not too long ago. And you guys went through a pretty tough schedule in that PCC tournament to win the whole thing. So how proud of you of that situation?
Pretty good. First game was... we overtime by one. We beat them by one overtime, and then second game was easy, and then last game was a game winner by my cousins. So it was a tough, but it was fun. It was fun. I'll definitely remember all of it.
Let's take a look now at this All-Star game. How cool is it to get invited to play in an All-Star game involving region players versus Indianapolis?
It's very cool to represent the region because it's where I've grown up, and should be a lot of fun, especially against Indianapolis. So we'll see.
Now, you guys at Westfield, what style of basketball did you play?
We tried to play a controlled run and gun type of game. Tried to keep under control, though.
Okay, I'm not sure about the control part, but I hope you get ready for run and gun for this All-Star game.
Yeah, I'll be ready for it. It'll be fun.
How did it feel when you finally ended your career? I mean, I knew you wanted to win the sectional, but your career came to an end. What's the first thing that hits you when your season and your career ends? What's the first thing that hits you?
It was sad for a little bit, but then I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready for the next step. I'm ready to move on. So I wasn't going to be sad about it for that long. I'm ready to move on and keep going. So.
Okay, you ready for the real tough questions now? Okay, who's going to win the NCAA basketball tournament? Knowing that we're not going to air this on Monday. So, who's going to win the NCAA basketball championship?
Villanova.
Why?
I don't know. That's just my guess. They're good. Are they the only one seed left? No. Kansas? I'm not sure.
Kansas still with us, yeah. As of this interview.
I'm going Villanova. They're the only one seed that I know of that's left, so.
What do you think of Loyola of Chicago and how they're playing?
I want them to win. Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay. Have you been entertained by the tournament?
Oh, yeah. My bracket was gone first round.
NBA championship. Who wins it?
Golden State.
Again?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, you don't... Who would you like to see win the...
I would like to see Toronto win the NBA Finals.
Why would you want to see Toronto win it?
DeMar DeRozan fan.
Ah. I gotcha. Okay, what's the future for you right now?
Nothing set in stone as far as college yet, but I'm in contact with a few. So, and I got workouts coming up with some, so it's all up in the air still.
I get the feeling you're going to do quite nicely, and congratulations on the entertainment the past 4 years.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
For the record, this interview took place a week and a half ago, so Cabe's Villanova prediction looks pretty good, considering the upsets that took place during the tournament and what happened last night with the Wildcats winning the national championship over Michigan. Cabe Albers of Westfield, Thanks for joining us, partner. We appreciate it. And we thank you for joining us as well on Lakeshore Sports 219. God bless, and we'll see you next time.